Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
This is Jason Blair filling in for Everett Jolly, who's on vacation this week. Today we have a very special guest, Mark Smith. He is the CEO of Largo Resources. They trade under the TSXV under the ticker symbol LGO and recently just made it onto the OTCQB as LGORF. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Pleasure to be here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Largo Resources.
Well, you know, I've been in the mining industry for over 35 years now. It sure seems to have gone fast, but how I got into Largo Resources is an interesting story, Jason, in that I'm actually looking at different avenues to invest money and to a large extent my own money, although I have a nice group that follows me as well. Mm-hmm. And I took a look at Largo really as more of an investment potential, and I saw, you know, what was ultimately the absolute best vanadium resource in the world, located in Maricás, Brazil. That Largo had discovered and developed out on a drilling program. They had built a production facility. And it was in one of those situations where the production facility was having troubles ramping up. But again, the resource was phenomenal. I went down, met the people, phenomenal people that run this operation down in Brazil. They just needed a little bit of help on some of the processing steps. And we've really, you know, I took a look at that, decided this is something that I wanted to sink my own money into. And when given that opportunity, the other opportunity of running the company was also offered. And that's what I jumped on. And so now this is one of those instances where, you know, I've put my own skin in the game. We are really starting to hum, so to speak, on the production side. We just issued a press release on that yesterday, actually came out early this morning, and we're basically at nameplate capacity, and on individual days and weeks at a time, we're actually running significantly above nameplate capacity. So this is a company that is on the absolute cusp of going from that ramp up, very difficult phase, to a very successful phase, and I haven't even gotten into the vanadium market yet. But, you know, my background is in mining. I love mining. I know a good resource when I see one, and this is a fantastic resource.
Excellent. And tell us about your vanadium mine in Brazil.
Just a fabulous resource. This mm-hmm. is this ore grade that we have in the ground is 2 to 3 times higher than the next best ore in the world. And what that means is that, you know, to produce the same pound of vanadium, Our processing facility only has to produce or only has to process about one-third to one-half of what the next best facility does. That means lower unit operating costs, lower cost per pound of vanadium to produce that material. And that really, you know, spells success in the long run. We end up with two other things that happen as a result of this very high ore grade, because what you find out as you start processing the vanadium ore is that the ore grade is very important, but then your what's called your concentrate grade is ultimately even more important, because if you can produce a high enough concentrate before you get it into all the chemical processes, you also end up with lower unit costs and ultimately higher quality with the product that you produce. So yeah, our concentrate grade is also 2 to 3 times better than the next best processor in the world. And ultimately, that ends up with a very high-quality product that we produce and is sought after by many of the higher-end niche uses of vanadium. Our quality is upwards of 99.5% purity levels right now, and that's an area that we haven't even really started to work on yet. So we think we can get that up another 0.1 or 0.2%, and literally have the highest quality material available in the world today.
Excellent. My guest today is Mark Smith. He is the CEO of Largo Resources. They trade under the TSXV under LGO and recently became part of the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LGORF. Now, Mark, you know, for my listeners here, they're not exactly, we'll say, geologically inclined. What is vanadium used for exactly?
You know, vanadium has multiple uses. It's used in so many places that I actually say that it's somewhat ubiquitous in the economy. We produce, historically, there's been about 95,000 tons of vanadium produced every year. Probably well over 90% of that just simply goes into the steel industry and makes what's called an HSLA steel, or high-strength, low-alloy steel. Mm-hmm. And the vanadium, very, very small quantities of vanadium can increase the strength of the steel quite remarkably. And so it has a huge use, and indeed, almost half of the vanadium produced in the world today goes into rebar. So when you think of construction industries, building bridges, building roads, that's a very, very high use of vanadium. But it also has some other applications, and they're very interesting and high-tech applications. There's a large use of vanadium in the chemical industry, where it's used in various forms of catalysts and whatnot. And the oil refining industry is a very large user of vanadium in many of their catalysts. In addition to the chemical industry, there is some additional alloying that is done with vanadium. And when you combine vanadium with aluminum to create an alloy, that's a material that is highly prized and absolutely required. There are no substitutes for it in the aerospace industry. And so it's got a very high-tech application in that regard, and that's because of its very good strength characteristics, very high temperature characteristics, and corrosion-resistant characteristics as well. And then there's a new one coming on board that really has Largo's attention right now, and that's the vanadium redox battery. When you take a look at things like solar and wind energy generation, you everybody realizes pretty quick that while the wind is blowing, it generates great amounts of energy. The problem is when the wind doesn't blow. And so what's being developed in the high-tech world of batteries today are these very large batteries that can store that energy while it's being generated, but also discharge that energy when you and I as consumers want it, regardless of whether the sun is shining or whether the wind is blowing. And the vanadium redox battery is a technology that's been around for well over 20 years, and it is one of the best batteries in terms of the amount of energy it can store and how fast it can discharge the energy. Because when you and I turn on the switch in our room, we want to make sure that light comes on right away, and that vanadium redox battery is capable of doing that. And Largo is already talking with upwards of six different vanadium redox battery manufacturers in about ways that we can get our vanadium into the electrolyte that is used in these batteries. And that's a pretty exciting area for us. If you take a look at all of the forecasts for vanadium demand growth, it really largely rests on that vanadium redox battery and its success. So Largo wants to be a player in that arena, and we plan to continue to work in a very positive way with the vanadium redox battery manufacturers to get our material, that very high quality vanadium that we produce, into that electrolyte and make these batteries work and really create a much better renewable energy force within the United States and throughout the world, and have a much more reliable electrical grid system as a result of these batteries. So pretty exciting, we think, and an area that we're spending a tremendous amount of time in right now.
Yeah, that is very exciting and exceptional. Also, I wanted to congratulate you. It looks like here back in May, you guys set a production record for your vanadium mine. you know, first off, congratulations on that. But also, it looks like you guys reported that your mineral reserve was increased by 40%. How did that come about?
You know, that mineral. Let's start with the mineral reserve issue first, and that's of course very exciting as a shareholder and as a board of directors member and management team member, because through some extra drilling and some extra analysis that we went through, and trying to put together a long-term high value mine plan for the facility, it took us about a year to put all of this technical information together, but we were pretty excited about it when it came into being. And all of that technical work has resulted in an increase in our reserves, and that's a very important term. It's an increase in reserves. This is not an increase in resource. The reserve is the more it's the more difficult test that you have to pass in order to have it classified as a reserve. And that's very important to note that it is our reserves that increased by 40%. Mm-hmm. That gives us a longer mine life, and it gives us a much better investment tool now to take out to the market and let them know that we're going to be just like every other long-lasting mining operation out there, where as we're continuing to extract that resource from the earth and process it into vanadium, we're also going to continue our drilling programs and continue to increase the size of this reserve to guarantee a long life for this mine and for this company. So that was very good news for the company, something that obviously we're very excited about, and I think the market also expressed their excitement about as well. It certainly made a difference in our stock value. On the production side, you know, again, I have to compliment the entire team out at the Maricás Mine. I mean, this is a group of people that they actually really like each other. They really understand what they're doing at the facility right now, and they're just doing everything that it takes to hit these production targets and actually exceeding the targets in most cases. We did report a record month of production, 780 tons of V2O5 flakes were produced out of the facility. That's 98% of nameplate capacity, but we had, you know, an individual day that was 34 tons of production. That's 31% above nameplate capacity. And we had one week where we produced 198 tons of material for the week, and that puts us at about 107% of nameplate capacity. So what you're seeing, and you're going to continue to see over the next few months, is we're going to really hone in on that 100% of nameplate capacity for the entire month. And then you'll actually start seeing this group of people, because they're so passionate about what they do, and they want excellence so badly, that they are going to get this facility to operate on an entire month basis at above nameplate capacity. And that's just means better economics for the company. It means better shareholder value, and that's what we're really trying to strive for ultimately. So pretty exciting times in the company right now. And of course, the vanadium market is turning around as well.
Exceptional. Again, my guest today is Mark Smith. He is the CEO for Largo Resources. They trade under the TSXV under the ticker symbol LGO, and recently become part of the OTCQB as LGORF. Mark, now, looking at the price of vanadium, it's been steadily going down since 2008 and even hit a 12-year low in December of last year. Are we due for a bounce back in the price of vanadium?
Absolutely, Jason, and we're seeing it already. As you just mentioned, we hit a 12-year low for pricing in December of 2015. It hit about $2.25 per pound of V2O5. And we've already seen a dramatic increase in that price. We're the upper end of the range on the price issued by Metal Bulletin today is about $4.10 a pound. So you can see that, you know, we've nearly doubled the price since December, which is a very short period of time. That's all being driven by just the very simple industry fundamentals. The demand side is just kind of a status quo. It's growing a little bit, and who knows where it'll ultimately end up at the end of the year, whether it's plus or minus a couple of percent. But it's, I just consider it kind of status quo and not really where the story is. It's very good, solid demand, but nothing exciting there. Where the excitement comes in is on the supply side of this equation, because with the low pricing environment that the industry went through in 2015 and with some other logistical things that are occurring in the steel industry right now, we expect for there to be upwards of a 20,000 ton per year reduction in the supply side of the vanadium industry.
Wow.
That clearly puts supply well below demand, and that's the fundamental that you're seeing and the driver behind this very significant price increase that has occurred just in the last 4 months. And we expect that to continue and ultimately probably to actually get a little worse before it gets better, because the supply side is very limited right now on what it can bring to the market, and the market needs more material.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, today my guest has been Mark Smith. He is the CEO of Largo Resources. They trade under the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventures under the ticker symbol LGO, and recently became part of the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LGORF. Mark, in closing, did you have any new news that you'd like to get out to our listeners and give them a little bit of information about your website?
You know, I invite anybody to go and visit our website. All of our news releases are on there. They can look up the stock price. They can look up all the information on the management team and on the board of directors to see that these are very serious, experienced people that care about success and they care about shareholder value. And that's really the culture that we want in this company. The other new things that are going to be happening in our company soon is we have applied to graduate up to the big board TSX. We expect some sort of decision out of the TSX approval committee very soon on that. And again, just continued announcements on production stability and continued increasing levels of production. And we'll watch this vanadium market very closely over the next few months, but I think it's going to be an awful exciting place to be, and it's a pretty good time to come into this stock, in my opinion. So lots of good news there. www.largoresources.com. I invite anybody, all of your audience, to go and visit our website. And if anybody has any questions, all of our contact numbers are on there, email addresses. We're very happy to respond to anybody at any time and get the best information out to potential investors and our shareholders. But thank you, Jason, for the opportunity today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you on the show. Again, our guest today, Mark Smith, CEO of Largo Resources, a company on the rise. Find them under the TSX Ventures under LGO and on the OTCQB under LGORF. Mark, it's been a pleasure. We hope to have you back on the show here in a couple hours with more more good news.
Very good, Jason. Again, thanks for the opportunity, and we look forward to a couple of months from now.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.